next week, I think the United Kingdom could well split up. You're probably going to have the Scots.
Scotland will say goodbye.
Yeah, the Scots will almost certainly vote to stay in. It's possible, even if the whole thing votes to stay, and it's quite likely the English will vote to go out. So you're going to have that schism reemerges. And the other thing, which is sitting there in quite a big way, is inside the European Union, if Britain goes, well, then I think you begin to set off earthquakes where there, because you look at the Germans, you look at the attitude they have, is there, on the one hand, they're saying, please stay to the British, because they are deeply worried about a European Union that doesn't include another kind of reforming country within it. That sets them at loggerheads with the French. You've got the Dutch already talking about having a referendum if the British leave. And so you have this possibility that the British leave, the United Kingdom comes apart, and the European Union busts up. But there I go, I'm scaremongering again. And the problem is that's been the difficulty of what seemed to be the fear factor.
So they argue too much, the fear factor.
Well, that in some ways, I've always thought that was legitimate. I think if you're trying to change, if you're the people arguing, look, let's keep it how it is, I think it's reasonable to point out that the other side is taking a huge step into the unknown. And the markets show this. You look at the market, and the markets, at the slightest sign of Britain leaving the European Union, the markets get very frightened.